We've had quite a few studies into binge drinking recently, and just today, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released results from its most recent survey of our drinking and smoking habits. And guess what? Fewer Australians are drinking as heavily as they used to back in 2010. The survey also found fewer kids aged 12 to 17 are drinking. About 72% of them are completely abstaining from alcohol, compared to just 64% just a few years ago. John Scott joins me now, CEO of Drinkwise, an organisation that tries to promote healthy drinking habits. John, you seem to be doing all right.
Well, Lee, thanks for having me. Yes, it looks very encouraging, but I guess we've seen that, you know, some of these trends we've been seeing now for quite a number of years, but it's good to see that they're heading in the right direction.
What do you think explains that?
Look, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because I guess, you know, the perception from a lot of outsiders and even people within Australia would suggest that, you know, Australia has an alcohol crisis. And some of these findings, as you related them, would tend to dispel some of those myths because, you know, we're seeing that young people in particular, and particularly those underage, the age at which they're first trying alcohol, I think from 1998 to 2013, as you alluded to, it's risen, I think it's now up to 15.7 is the average age where young people are first trying alcohol. And that really goes against the grain, I guess, of what we've been told, that, you know, that young people are binging more and they're drinking underage. So it's very encouraging. But I guess one of the things we'd like to suggest is that, you know, some of the campaigns that we've initiated at Drinkwise, particularly with parents, to try and get their sons and daughters to delay the introduction of alcohol for as long as possible because of emerging brain science, perhaps it's starting to get through.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a study around in Nature that was talking about the age at which you first drink drastically, potentially increasing your risks of being a binge drinker when you turn 16, I think it was. So if you've tried alcohol at the age of 14, you're at much greater risk of binge drinking at 16, which I thought was a really interesting finding and bears out what you're saying. But before we congratulate ourselves too much, John, I'm a bit worried that the survey found that more people are abusing prescription medicine and drugs as well, like ice. And so I wonder if it's actually any positive cultural change as opposed to people just getting onto more hardcore stuff.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, isn't it? And I guess, well, we see some of the negative impacts of, you know, poor drinking behaviour, but also of illicit drug use and some of the tragedies we saw up in Sydney last summer in terms of, you know, some really tragic outcomes for young people. And, you know, it's always difficult to tease out, you know, what are some of the substances at play here and are young people substituting one substance for another. I think, though, that, you know, if we do look at the bigger picture, perhaps, of, you know, in terms of adult drinking, we're actually finding that, you know, and we've been seeing this for about 10 or 15 years now, that adult Australians are drinking in more healthy and more safe ways and much more in line with the national guidelines put out by the National Health and Medical Research Council. So, you know, there's certainly a step in the right direction, but I think in terms of your reference to other drugs, you know, there are some concerns in the community that exist about, you know, people transferring to other substances, and it's something we need to keep an eye on.
Certainly. And that other study I mentioned in Nature, this was based in Europe, so it looked at 2,000 students across England, Ireland, France and Germany. I'd assume that sort of stuff would apply here too, but they spoke about other stress factors that were really important in determining whether or not we binge drink. Are these things we can actually control?
Yeah, look, it really is that nature-nurture aspect of it, isn't it? Because I think that study also alluded to this genetic testing and a test that they were looking at to perhaps predetermine whether people were predisposed to having alcohol-related problems, you know, as they progress through life. And I think that's really interesting. We've been doing a lot of work with 18 to 24-year-olds, particularly around binge drinking behaviour and trying to restrict the intensity and frequency of how often they do binge drink. And I think it's really difficult because when we go out and speak to young people, they talk about, you know, a range of very much environmental factors of, you know, keeping up with the fastest drinker in their peer group, of, you know, preloading at somebody's house before they go out. And I think, you know, while there may be a genetic aspect to that, there's also very much, you know, environmental aspects, which includes, you know, the education component of the role of parents in talking to their sons and daughters about, you know, drinking and their expectations around how they will drink.
Thank you very much, John.
Not a problem, Wally.
John Scott, CEO of Drinkwise. We'll lead Ali with you for RN Drive, 11 minutes to 7. Your text message is coming in. Carbon tax gone. Finally, common sense prevails, says one text. Another text says, the government does have a climate policy. Your left lean is showing. Well, you can say what you like about my left lean. The coalition has a climate policy. The government of Australia currently doesn't because we've abolished the carbon tax and direct action is not in and it may not get in. So we may well be without a climate policy, which is the point that I was trying to make. Keep your thoughts coming in. I'll get some to air soon.